Video: Beachgoers shocked when three people are hit by lightning at Florida Pier. By Amy Furr on July 13, 2025. Three people were hit by lightning while enjoying a day at the beach in Florida on Saturday. The news coming as thunderstorms moved across the area. The strike happened at the St. Augustine Pier and one individual was transported to a local hospital in critical condition, Fox 35 reported. Another person suffered minor injuries and went to the hospital, while the third person refused to go. One individual who was in the area at the time told First Coast News she heard a loud boom, which also frightened others at the scene. The person, identified as Janella, said, "When that thing struck, I felt it. I felt some kind of shock. My ears were hurting, ringing." Video footage shows the incident that happened just before 3 p.m. with a white line, which is barely visible, crossing the camera. First responders rushed to the scene and officials asked people to avoid the pier, which was eventually closed down due to the incident and minor damage. St. Augustine Beach Mayor Dylan Rummel said, "In Florida, it's really weird. You can see dark clouds to the west, and there's beautiful sunshine here on the beach. If you hear thunder, seek shelter." According to the Live Science website, lightning strikes do not always kill people. Most people who die from lightning strikes are killed instantly by cardiac arrest, as the bolt's massive electrical voltage short-circuits the heart's natural rhythm. Humans hit by lightning may also have their eardrums blown out by the incoming pressure wave, their respiratory system paralyzed, or suffer secondary burns as their hair or clothing catches fire. But lightning doesn't kill all of its victims. Around 90% of people struck survive. A lightning bolt can pass through your body within mere fractions of a second, often, not even enough time to leave a mark. The site also noted that survivors of lightning strikes sometimes experience nerve damage, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and neurological symptoms. St. John's County Fire Rescue, SJCFR, spokesperson Chris Knaff said crews typically transport victims to the hospital just to be sure they are all right. Knaff explained, "It can really throw off your heart rhythm, the electricity of it. Making sure you have a good airway, making sure the heart is still beating, treating any burn injuries that might happen."